The Bible reading today is from Luke 18, verse 1 to 8, the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told us, his disciples, a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea. Grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think,
yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Thank you, God, for your word.
Bother, 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 nag, nag, nag. Bother, 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 nag, nag, nag. That's what the story was all about, and that's what the widow did. Bother, 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 nag, nag, nag. Now, after three, I need to know, actually, can all the children stand up for me?
Stand up, children, where are you?
Stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Right, you have 1 minute, actually, you have 30 seconds to collect as many names as you can from around here. So you have to go to someone, you say, what's your name? Can you do that? What's your name? And then when you've collected one, you go around, try and collect as many as you've got in 30 seconds. And if you're just sitting next to someone and you don't know their name and you're not a child and you can't be bothered to get up and walk around, just find out their name, okay? So after three, you have to collect as many names, especially those guys that are asleep at the back, okay? One, two, three, go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Let's make it a minute. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 59, 60 seconds. Come in. Your time is up. Coming, ready or not. Come back to your seats. Thank you. Did you collect lots of names? Who collected two names? Three names? Four, five, six, seven, Caleb, eight, nine. Any advances on 10? Any advances on 20? That's a lot of names. Well done. Thank you, children. Well, you will find in your lifetime that your name will be used a lot. If you're anything like my children, they will be used an awful lot. And in this story that Jesus told, the widow, the lady who had very sadly lost her husband had died, went to the judge and she asked, persistence means you never give up. She never gave up. She kept going. But what was the judge like? He was grumpy. He was a bit like a character from SpongeBob SquarePants. Does anyone know SpongeBob SquarePants? Yeah? It's a very irritating children's program. Some people love it. Some people hate it. So this isn't an advert. Don't worry, parents. In SpongeBob SquarePants, character called Squidward. And Squidward is... in the Wikipedia definition, do you know he's even made it into Wikipedia? That's pretty impressive. It says, he is careless, ill-tempered, cynical, and a grouchy six-legged octopus. Now, apart from the six legs, he's rather like the judge in our story. And we're going to let the Lego lady, who's going to be our widow in the story for today, and Squidward tell the story Jesus told. So if someone can grab, turn the lights off for me, we'll just have a look at the story. Wow, she got there in the end. Well done. Oh, you're going to give claps, Squidward. Right, go for it. Any DVD with Lego in gets my son's vote, so I always try and do those whenever I can. Right, the Lego lady won through in the moment. She got justice. Justice is to make things fair. She needed things to be made fair. And she went on and on and on until they were made fair. Now, why did Jesus tell that story? The author of Luke, writes this in verse 1. He makes it very clear. He says, then Jesus told his disciples this parable so that they would pray and never give up. So that they would pray and never give up. I looked that up in the Greek. I dusted off lots of theology books and I looked through the Greek to the original Greek. And do you know what it means? Pray and never give up. It means pray and never give up. And I didn't look it up in the Greek, but that's what it means. That's what it means. And Jesus kept things simple. He made it very clear. And he was saying he wants us to pray and... That was your cue. Let's try that again. Pray and... Right. Why pray and never give up? Because God loves us and he's listening. He's nothing like the judge. Jesus makes that clear. He says, if this grumpy old nasty judge who the widow had to keep going back to and back to and back to and banging on and going on and on and on would help the widow, how much more will God help us? Because he loves us. The Bible says that his love is everlasting. It's unfailing. God never gives up on us. And the whole plan from the beginning that we were friends with him. And God wants to help. Now we need a little bit of karaoke this morning, so you're going to need to warm your lungs up a bit. So can we have la 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 la? You ready? La 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 la. Woo! After three, one, two, three. Thank you, maestro. Brilliant. Now children, can you all stand up for me very quickly? Cool, you're a bit slow off the mark this morning. Right, okay, after three, I'd like you to shout help, please. Okay, one, two, three. No, shouting. One, two, three. Hugo's got tickled in the corner. One, two, three. And again. Help! Okay, so children, when I do this, you shout help. And the rest of everybody else are going to sing because they know exactly what's coming up. You ready? One, two, three.
Somebody help, not just anybody help.
Help!
You know, I need
someone. Help! Well done, maestro.
Can we do that again?
Okay. He can't help himself. Go on then, one more time.
Help, need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know, I need someone help. When I was younger, so much.
Martin, that's enough. Can't get help himself.
Gerald.
Yeah, you just stop there. That's fine. That's fine. Right. The widow needed help. And we need help. We need God's help with whatever situation we are in. Sometimes things are great. I spoke to Thea and I said, what would you like to ask God to help you for? And she said, nothing. I have everything I need. Which is really good, isn't it? And I hope it stays like that forever. But there are times, even if there aren't things for ourselves we need, there's certainly things for others we need. And in the Lord's Prayer, we prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in. So until it's like heaven on this earth, we should keep praying and never give up. And God has the power to help, the power to help us. The Bible says God is able to do more than we could ask or... And God will answer. The interesting thing I find is that the widow asked, she didn't tell the judge how he was going to do it. She didn't say, I need cash, I need a job, I need a house. She just said, judge, I need things to be fair, I need things to be right, help me. And she went on and she went on and she went on. I can't imagine there's a single person here who has prayed something in their life and occasionally it's not been answered. But God is still up to something in the scenes. He's still there, he's still with us, and he's still on the case. He promises to never leave us, to always be with us. So, Jesus said, pray and...
Never give up.
Ooh, wakey wakey, pray and...
Never give up.
Okay, so what today do you need to pray for and never give up? Our God is good. Our God is faithful. Our God is able. We sang that with gusto. So in our situations for today, let's know that our God is good, our God is faithful, and our God is able. Right, let's pray. We're going to do... Jacob, can you help me with this? Stand up. Okay, we're going to do pray. We're going to do P-R-A-Y, pray. Okay, and before we do, I just want you to think of that one thing you need to keep asking God for. You might need somebody to pray with you today to ask God for that thing. You might have given up, or there might be someone or some place in the world that you want to keep going on at God at because he wants to help. Okay, you ready? P. P-R-A-Y. Pray. Dear God, thank you that you are a God who loves us, a God who wants to help us, and a God who has the power to help us and will always answer when we call. You know our every situation and you are with us. Help us to keep calling on you, that our eyes would be in the right place, that we'd fix our eyes on you, on the one who is able. In your name, Jesus. Amen.